Welcome to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden Yambao, and co-host, Gio. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today, I am here with Gio.
Hi.
So today, we actually do not have a plan at all. So today, I kind of wanted to just address... So this is going to come out sometime in the future. Probably soon, but not today. But, so I kind of wanted to talk about the Mirza Mahim episode. So, it weirdly did super, super well. And all I'm going to say is it completely doubled our talking relationship episode, which was our best episode.
It
more than doubled it, so, like, a little bit. It's not that much higher over double, but it's, like, a couple streams over double, which is insane.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
I mean, man, I'm just surprised. It kind of shocked me.
I'm so confused, too, because I don't know why that happened.
Or how.
Yeah.
I want to know how.
I feel like Mirza's story, you know? Maybe Mirza's story, too. I don't know. We got a lot more streams than normal. Very, very unexpected. Very shocking.
I'm happy about it, though.
Yeah, facts. But all I want to say is just shout out to the new people that are here. Shout out to the new listeners.
Our new listeners.
Yeah, shout out to the people that, you know, check that episode out. Because a lot of people watched that episode to length. A lot of people watched most of it. Or listened to most of it. I don't know why I said watch. But a lot of people listened to most of that episode. And, honestly, I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that episode.
I'm happy, bro. I'm just happy.
I know. I'm happy. It's so shocking. I also just gotta say thank you for the support. Especially that episode. That episode had a tremendous amount of support. And I don't understand why.
Again, shout out to Mirza for, you know, toppling the system over here.
Yeah, bro. And that's actually good. You know why? Because, like, that was also the episode that we gave out the trig link. So that means a lot of people saw the trig link. I don't know if anybody bought, but a lot of people saw the trigger link, at least. Which is a good thing. The good thing is that a lot of people saw the link. They liked our post on Instagram, too, with the link. Yeah. The picture. So, yeah. We're doing all right. I mean, the pod...
Our head's above water.
What?
Our head is above water.
Yeah.
Like, it's way above water.
Yeah, it's so weird. Honestly, whatever Gio said in that last episode, the Mirza episode, like, he said that we're gonna grow again. Well, obviously we're growing. I feel it's definitely starting, but it's definitely gonna be on and off for certain episodes, though, because there's gonna be episodes where we get, like, one stream. There's gonna be episodes where we get zero, because it's happened.
Yeah.
It's happened where we've had zero. But then I usually just delete those and re-upload them, and then they go back up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Some people just don't
plot twist, guys. I'm secretly psychic.
Some people just don't see certain episodes. So I guess that was the one episode that really, like, popped. And to this day, it's been 4 days since we recorded that episode, and still today, it's still increasing. Because I remember sending Gio the picture. I sent you a picture, like, the second day of the episode being out. It was like one stream above our highest. And I was like, damn. I was like, it passed our highest. And then two more days, we're at 35.
Yep.
And it's still going up today. So, like, who knows by tomorrow? By tomorrow, it could be at, like, 40. It could be 45. It could be there. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say the number. So, it's actually 35. At the moment, still going up.
Still going.
Yeah. we're already at like 310. We're at like 310 streams. 310 now. We went up. That Mirza episode brought us up in streams. It brought us up so much in streams. Literally, I recorded the thank you for 200 streams episode a month ago.
Yeah,
and I just recorded the other one like 2 days ago, or 3 days ago. Or no, maybe yesterday. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I recorded the thank you for 300 streams. It was like a quick like 10-minute episode. Yeah, I recorded that, and it was that episode was also episode 50. So this is episode 51. We're like halfway to 100 already. So. Yeah, I don't even, how many episodes? So, this is going to be the seventh season of the season. Did I say season of the season? I meant...
You said seventh season of the season.
I meant this is going to be the seventh episode of the season. This is going to be the seventh episode of season four.
Next thing you know, Aiden's going to start slurring his words. This is going to be the seventh seasons of the seasons. That's going to be the next episode. You're going to backtrack on what you just said.
Yeah, no. I don't know how long this season's going to go for, though.
Hey, man, it could go for, like, a whole year. We never know.
I'm not planning to keep it that long. Usually, usually they go for, like, 10, 15 episodes a season. That's what we do.
Yeah. Light numbers.
Yeah, so usually almost every month we do a new season. That's how it's been going lately. Maybe every month or two. I guess. Yeah, about a month and a half each. Because we've been going for 6 months now. A little bit, almost 7 months. And we're four seasons in, so it's about a month and a half each season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're big chilling on that. So,
what, just going to be like a year? No, half. Wait, do we pass half a year? Right?
Yeah, we're almost at 7 months.
And I still didn't get my co-host present.
Listen,
I was gonna get you a host present, but
listen, when was that?
I was gonna get you one.
I'd rather do that at a full year. I'd rather do that.
Yeah, a full year, get each other presents.
Just do that on Christmas or something. Because our what's it called? The full year is gonna be January.
Yeah, January 13th.
Yeah, so...
Next thing you know, we just forget about it.
We're going to forget about it.
2 weeks go by, I listen to this exact episode.
Wait
a minute, I was supposed to get a gift. Oh, snap.
Yeah, we're definitely going to forget about that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to forget about it.
I'll remind myself constantly.
That's a long time from now, though. We're not even hitting 7 yet. We're, like, almost at 7. We're, like, not even at 7 months yet. We still got, like, a couple of weeks left until 7 weeks, so we got some. I mean, 7 months. Oh my god, we got some time. I cannot speak right now, but we have some time. So you know what? Look at like the news, or like look on your phone, search something. Let's find something to talk about. Do what we did last time. Like, try not to get canceled.
Alrighty.
Giannis airballed 2 free throws. That's what I can talk about. That sounds like quick.
That's not news at all.
It's not news, but it's funny.
It's been happening, bro.
Yeah. Atlanta's winning without Trae Young. For some reason on the NBA.
With a deep bone bruise. I don't even know how that happens.
For some reason it says the starting lineup of the Atlanta Hawks is only 4 people.
They can do it.
Look. Wait, ready? Look at my camera real quick. Look at the... Can you see the starting lineup? It's 4 people.
They can do it.
Oh, and then Milwaukee's also 4. Wait, did they do 4-man starting lineups?
I think so, yeah.
Wait, what?
Probably then. They probably did.
Huh? Did they actually do that? Because they're both 4.
I mean, I think it's allowed.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm going to watch like clips. Let me see. Let me see the clips. Oh, wait, they're letting me... Oh, that's the halftime. Oh, wait, I can watch the home camera of the...
Bro, did you see that Clifford the Big Red Dog trailer?
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, bro. I don't know how. I ended up on it this morning. I was like, I got bored, so I hopped on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
That was the first thing I saw. I was like, nah, they ain't no way they made a movie. They're making a movie on it.
Why?
Bro, the CGI looks so bad. It looks like something came out of 2000. It looked like it came out 15 years ago. I know.
Let me watch some highlights. Let me see there's five people on the court. I'm so confused.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very confused. There's five people on the court, so.
Alright, instead of news, we're going to do most anticipated movies.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Of the summer.
Yeah, that's alright. Oh, yeah, sure.
Alright. So, I'm going to say the movie.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to tell me what you think. Well, some of these already came out yet. It came out, so.
All right.
If you've seen them or heard of them, just...
I haven't seen any recent movies, unless they're on Netflix.
Alright. In the Heights.
Didn't see it, but I really want to see it.
I'm not a big fan of musicals, again.
I heard it's very, very good, though. Heard it's really good, so I'm going to actually give that a watch.
Okay. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
I want to see that.
Yeah, same. I heard it's funny. I feel like it's going to be funny, bro.
Yeah. 100%.
Fast and Furious 9. Definitely I'm definitely watching that. Definitely watching that.
Yeah.
I don't care if I gotta sneak out.
I might go to the movie theater for that one. Yeah.
The Forever Purge. That looks
that
nice.
That one looks good. Thing is it on like HBO or anything? Or is it only in the theater? Because you have to be 17 or older, or you have to go to the parent, they said, in the theater. That just kind of sucks.
I look 17.
I don't.
I can play 17. I can.
I'm,
yeah, you look.
Sad. I'm older than you.
You look like you're 12.
I'm 16. I'm older than you, I think. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're older than me. I'm the youngest, bro.
God damn.
That's right. Yeah. I'm younger than you and look older.
Yeah. I'm just small. I don't know.
Nah, I regrew out the stash, so you know.
I just gotta grow up.
It's not creepy stash. You know, I kept it nice. I keep my stash nice.
Yeah, I just gotta grow my back. Because I shaved it, so I gotta grow it back. And then, yeah, I'll see.
Yeah. What'd I say? Forever Purge, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Widow.
Eh.
Yeah. It looks... Bro, I was so mad when they delayed it, like, three times.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Marvel fan.
I am, but I'm more about the films, not the comics, you know?
Yeah.
Space Jam.
I definitely want to see that. I am definitely seeing that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I don't have the chance to watch it in the movies, I got HBO Max,
so
I'm set.
Wait, did you watch, what's that movie called? The zombie movie on Netflix. Did you watch that yet? I forgot it was called.
Army of the Dead?
Yeah, did you watch it yet?
Yeah. Bro, I'm like, what? Yeah, I already know there's going to be, like, a second part to it, at least.
Oh, yeah, easily. There's no doubt. There's going to be a different cast and stuff. That's going to suck.
Or is there? I heard there's, like, a set, like, if you slow it down, if you, like, watch a breakdown on it.
Yeah.
Some, like, you know that scene where they show, like, bodies?
Yeah.
And some of them look, like, with the character?
Yeah, but a lot of them died, though. A lot of them died.
Yeah. Like they're saying, there's a theory saying that there's like a time loop or something with it. Or like a different timeline. Aliens and stuff, bro.
Nah, I don't think they're gonna do that, honestly. I wouldn't want to see that. Not with new characters, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching. Wait, no, you go first.
Yeah. Snake Eyes.
What is that?
That looks nice.
I don't know. I haven't seen like anything for it. What is it?
You know G.I. Joe? You know that movies?
Yeah.
Those super, yeah, you know the ninja? The one that doesn't talk? The one dude that doesn't talk throughout the whole film?
So it's gonna be like a silent movie?
No. Oh. It's like his origin story. This guy talks.
Oh.
He talks, trust me. I'd cry if they did that to him.
Like, imagine watching The Quiet Place. Like, I can't go through that.
When I watch The Quiet Place,
they don't talk.
Just it was like 8 minutes. No, if you like took away like all the silent parts, it's only 8 minutes of them talking.
Yeah, it's bad.
No, it's it's good. It gets you like.
No, no, it's a good like, movie. Oh, snap, the, the anticipation is good. But, like, just the talking part.
It's a good movie if you want people to shut up, you know?
Okay, but what's it called? I wanted to say something before.
Yep.
I started watching this show on Netflix. It's like an anime. I forgot what it's called, like, Psyche K. Do you know what that is?
Huh?
Psyche K?
I don't watch anime, my dude.
I don't either. I just started. Let me pull it up. Wait, let me just share my screen. I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'll show you Psyche K. I just started watching. I forgot why. But I just started yesterday. I'm like 10 episodes in.
That's how you know you're getting bored, people, when you start watching anime.
Yeah. I did get super bored. Psyche K. So, it's so funny, bro. It's so funny.
I don't watch anime, bro. I'm sorry. I can't help you with that. I can't help you with that, bro. That's on you.
It's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. All three seasons are. I gotta finish watching season one at least. Each season is like two. The first two seasons are like 24 episodes each. And then season three is like two episodes. I'm pretty sure. No, I think it's like two long episodes to like finish it.
Oh nah.
So this is the show. As you see.
I'm sorry. I can't watch anime, bro. I'm sorry.
Listen. I thought.
I don't care how bored. I don't care if I'm forced against my will. It's impossible.
Listen, I thought I couldn't. Because I was gonna watch Demon Slayer. I watched like one episode of Demon Slayer. You've probably heard of
it. I was forced to watch the movie with my sibling, bro. I started crying. I was like, this is morbid.
This one?
Yeah, I watched that movie. It was so dark.
Oh, you watched the movie?
I was watching
the Netflix. They have a series. It's a one-season series. This one.
Yeah, I know. My sister told me, but...
Yeah, I only watched one episode.
I didn't realize anime could look... Like that, it could go like that dark and loud.
All I gotta say is Psyche K, bro. This show is good. Okay, listen. I never thought in my life I was gonna watch anime. I was like, you know what? I was like, I have absolutely nothing to watch. So I was like, you know what? I scroll to the anime.
You could have asked me, bro. You could have asked me. I could have given you so many good shows.
I scrolled down. I've probably seen them though. I've watched a lot. But I've seen, like, I was just scrolling, and I was like, I scrolled to the anime, and I was like, I've heard of this character before, I've heard of Psyche before, and I'm like, I want to know, so, and now I'm, like, slowly getting attached.
Outside my house.
I'm gonna be cosplaying.
He's gonna have a katana in his hand. I'm gonna have to pull up. I'm gonna have to buy one.
Psyche K isn't like that though. This guy, the guy in the pink, this guy with the pink hair and the antennas. His name is Psyche, as you can tell. But so he's a psychic. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like he's just
that's pretty much it.
He's a psychic, and his life just gets difficult as he goes on through high school. I like it. I never thought I was gonna like it, but I ended up just like slowly liking it. I actually think I'm on episode 12, not 10. I'll actually check. So continue talking about the movies while I while I check this.
The next movie on the list is Old.
Old.
That's gonna be a good movie.
Yeah, I heard about it. What was that? Well, I completely forgot what that was about.
It's like the one where they're on the vacation on the beach and they start getting like older and older.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bro, that's gonna... Just imagine you on vacation, you're chilling on the beach, and next thing you know, you age up like a couple years. Nah, I'd start screaming. I'd be like, get me off this place. Next up is The Green Knight. Yes.
I'm I'm like almost done with episode 11 of Psyche Gang.
Okay. But the Green Knight is about, like, King Arthur's nephew, Sir Gawain, and his quest to defeat the Green Knight. So, just imagine, like, the Green Knight is basically this, like, right. You've seen Game of Thrones, like, to a point, right? You know that Ice Walker? Jesus! Bro, it's like only like four dudes on bikes.
The pod definitely picked all of that up too.
Bro, it's like four dudes on motorcycles.
Yeah, the pod
it's only four dudes.
Yeah, the pod picked all of that up
too. Yes. Definitely. I would hope so. But basically, you know those Ice Walkers?
I didn't really watch Game of Thrones too much.
But I don't really know. I don't watch Game of Thrones either. I just know it because trivia. Just imagine that, and the jolly green giant had a kid, okay?
The green giant?
The jolly green giant.
What the hell's the jolly green giant?
You don't know that? Alright. Now I gotta present my screen.
Wait, is it, like, you talk about, like, the green giant, like, the vegetable dude?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Just imagine, like, that big, and then just imagine King Arthur's, nephew has to defeat it. It sounds kind of cool.
Green Giant.
The Suicide Squad.
That one I want to see.
I want to watch that one. So it looks so good. It's so fun.
Wait. I want to go back to Fast and Furious real quick. You want to know why I want to watch it so bad? It's my boy John Cena.
Nah. You overhyped me up, bro.
Cena!
I thought you were going to say family or something. I was going to say, yeah.
John Cena.
Nah, you overhyped me up.
Did you hear my voice crack?
Yes, I heard it.
Oh, my God.
There's another one on a crotch rocket.
Oh, it's the NASCAR. He's at the NASCAR stadium recording this, guys. Like,
yes. I'm up next.
John Cena.
Free Guy.
Who?
Free Guy. It's what Ryan Reynolds.
Did I go buy him somewhere? What the hell? No.
They
take him? What the Free
Guy? It's like where Ryan Reynolds plays a video game character named Guy. Guy works as a bank teller in a video game. However, like, the game becomes like a little corrupt.
Yeah.
And he is aware that he's in a video game. And
I saw a commercial.
Candyman. Oh, don't even get me started on how bad I wanna watch it.
The fuck is Candyman?
Oh my God.
Yeah, can you present your screen real quick? I gotta see this.
Yeah, I got you.
Show me like the pictures.
Yeah. Oh, present my entire screen.
In the kitchen, where it's supposed to be like a stir fry.
Can you see my screen?
Like a stir, yeah.
But I have to like mute or something. No, right?
No, you're
chill. Alright. I'm gonna show you. Candy. Yeah. Well, this is like the new one.
Yeah.
That's gonna come out. But basically, it is so good. It is. Well, this is like the old one first. I'm gonna show you like what the old guy looked like. Mm-hmm. That's him.
It's
that's Candyman.
Horror movie, right?
Yeah.
I might have seen it.
This is like the old one, like 1961, uh-huh. And then they're coming out with like it's not like a, I would say it's like a reboot sequel kind of. And it's oh my God.
Okay.
See. It's gonna be so good. Yeah. Like you know Jordan Peele. He made Get Out and Us.
I know
you've seen Us.
I've seen both, yeah.
But he made that. Just imagine. He's the director for Candyman now.
Yeah. Oh.
You know it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good. Uh-huh. Next up we have Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. That looks kind of fire. It looks valid. I heard some good things about it. I heard it's gonna look good.
Yeah.
But I think that's all they got right now. All right.
Okay. So that works. So I think we're going to end this episode here.
No, I got one more.
I got one more. All right, quick, make it quick, make it quick.
All right. Since you want to be talking about how your boy John Cena is in the new Fast and Furious.
He's a villain, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. My boy John.
You gotta rank it.
I gotta rank it?
Yep.
I didn't watch it.
No, rank all, like, besides the new one. You gotta rank 1 through 8.
We'll do that in the next episode.
To your best ability, I'll remember.
We'll do that in the next episode. Do it in the next episode.
All right.
So tune in for that next episode. It should be us doing that thing. We'll find a tier list. I'll find a tier list. All right. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening, and peace out.